from KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Erica Aguilar. A week after women in Hollywood shared stories of alleged sexual harassment and abuse at the hands of film producer Harvey Weinstein, some of California's most powerful political women are saying us too. KQED's politics and government reporter Marisa Lagos joins us for more on this. Marisa?
Thanks for having me.
So tell us more about this.
Right. So this is a large group of bipartisan women who put out a letter publicly today, essentially saying, you know, when Harvey Weinstein's allegations were made, a lot of people were shocked. And we were not, because we live this every day as women in politics who deal with the gamut of sort of inappropriate comments up to and including, in some cases, sexual harassment. And they're saying that it's enough. And they want to make, I think, their stories public and attach their names to us in a way to call attention to something that they're living every day.
How many women have signed on to this letter and who organized it?
Yeah, so 140 women signed on as of this morning. I think there may be more to come. But we actually talked to Samantha Corbin, who's the lobbyist in Sacramento, who did help organize this effort. It started off kind of as a conversation among her and some other lobbyist friends. And she said there were quite a few more women who were interested but didn't necessarily attach their names.
And a number of women were actually told by their employers they were not allowed to sign on. Several others had to wait through extensive HR processes to be allowed to sign on, and others told us they would love to but feared retribution or that they would lose their job.
So you can see there's a fear of talking about this, but there's also, in some cases, a situation where women wanted to come forward and thought that they would suffer very immediate and serious consequences if they did.
Hmm. What stories have you heard about sexual harassment against women at the Capitol?
I'll say I haven't just heard it. I mean, I've lived it. I've worked around and in the Capitol for many years. I think a lot of it's subtle. It's not always something that, you know, you would think to report or to cause a stink about. But everything from sort of very inappropriate language, calling women honey, sort of just treating them differently, asking inappropriate questions about their personal life, up to, you know, blatantly hitting on women, inviting them back to their hotel rooms. You know, there is in some ways, I think, a bit of a frat boy culture in a lot of state capitals. You have lawmakers who leave their homes and their families and come somewhere part of the year, or in California, most of the year, but only for part of the week. And there's also this issue of the fact that there's a lot of drinking involved in politics, right? You have fundraisers and events at night outside of maybe the confines of the actual Capitol that are still the same people you'd be dealing with when you go to work the next day.
What does that mean for people who want to report these types of incidents? Do they have a place for that?
No. You know, I was talking to a lobbyist today who signed this letter, and she was saying that that's one of the problems. And I totally agree with her. If you are a lobbyist, a consultant, even a reporter, say, and you are in the Capitol and something inappropriate happens, maybe with a member of the legislature, there's no expressly laid out process. It's not as if when somebody maybe at your job were to say something inappropriate that you could go to HR. But this lobbyist pointed out, you know, that the legislature has passed tons of laws around these sorts of issues in the bureaucracy at state agencies. She told me that her husband works at one of those and has been appalled at some of the things she's seen. And this goes, I think, beyond this issue. We've seen the legislature not as interested in policing themselves the way they're happy to say that the private and public sector should be policed.
What do organizers of this letter hope will happen next?
You know, I think that they hope that this is really the start of a meaningful conversation and actual action to change folks' behavior. I know that they want to see more women run for elected office and be in leadership positions. And I think they do really see this as the first step.
Thank you, Marisa.
My pleasure.
Marisa Lagos is our politics and government reporter. I'm Erica Aguilar, KQED News.